For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priest of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, folks, a lot of things are changing. The winds are shifting a little bit here in the United States and around the world. More people are learning the truth of what's going on with these international crime lords that control our governments. And this is just more of it. Kwesi Mufume, head of the NAACP, is running for office. Maryland Democrat Mufume is making a play for the anti-war vote in his bid for the U.S. Senate with a fundraising solicitation this week that calls for U.S. withdrawal from Iraq and with a major speech on the issue planned for next month. In an email solicitation, Mufume, the former congressman and NAACP leader, called fighting in Iraq, and I quote, a war without justification and apparently without end, unquote. Compared it to the Vietnam War. It's time to get out, Mufume said, urging a time frame for withdrawal of our troops. In an interview, he said that by highlighting his views on Iraq, he is trying to draw the first in a series of contrasts between him and Representative Benjamin Cardin, another candidate for the Democratic nomination. Well, that's about it. It goes on and on about the campaign, folks, but we're not interested in that. But what it tells me is, now, these guys do stick their finger in the air and test the winds. And when they see a majority of the folks coming out on the side of an issue, that's the side they go to. because they have no morals, they have no conscience, and so this tells you that the winds are changing. Another sign of the winds are changing is Bush's obscene tirades that are rattling the White House aides today. Now, this comes out from Capitol Hill's Blues. Some of you know about that, the Washington, D.C. organization. Capitol Hill Blues is a publication, and it's on the email or on the web, too. And it's pretty reliable information. And Doug Thompson is one of the writers and one of the reporters for Capitol Hill's Blues, and he put out an article yesterday on George Bush's obscene tirades that are really upsetting White House aides. And I'm looking at a picture here on the email that was sent to us from Doug Thompson showing Bush flashing a bird, something aides say he does often and has been doing since his days as governor of Texas. Now, we might have talked about this before. I'm sure we probably did, but it's getting real bad out there, folks, because the president is getting more and more frustrated, and we have psychiatrists that know him and have written books about him. Let's see, pull up this one here. Dr. Frank, I think it's Dr. Frank wrote, yeah, here, Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. He says it's all too typical, his actions of cussing and saying obscene things, giving obscene gestures, which, of course, a Christian would never do. But anyway, the doctor says that this is all too typical of an alcoholic abusing bully who is ruled by fear. To see that fear emerge, Dr. Frank says, all one has to do is confront the president to actually directly confront him in a clear way to bring him out so that you would really see the bully and see that fear inside of him. Dr. Frank in his book speculates that Bush, an alcoholic who brags that he gave up booze without help of the groups like Alcoholic Anonymous, may be drinking again. Two questions that the press seems particularly determined to ignore have hung silently in the air since Bush first took office. Dr. Frank says, is he still drinking? And if not, is he impaired by all those years he did spend drinking? Both questions need to be answered in any serious assessment of his psychological state. Well, last year, Capitol Hill's Blue, the publication, learned that the White House physician prescribed antidepressant drugs for the president to control what aides called violent mood swings. As Dr. Frank also notes, I'm in writing about Bush's halting appearance in the press conference just before the start of the Iraqi war. The Washington Post media critic Tom Shales speculated that the president may have been on some slight medication. Dr. Frank explained Bush's behavior is all too typical of an alcoholic who is still in denial. The pattern of blame and denial, which recovering alcoholics work so hard to break, seems to be ingrained in the alcoholic personality. It's rarely limited to his or her drinking, he says. The habit of placing blame and denying responsibility is so prevalent in George W. Bush's personal history that it is apparently triggered by even the mildest stress. Well, what's Bush been doing? I'll tell you what, he's under a lot of pressure, folks, because here 2 weeks ago, we got good reliable information that his poll numbers in support of his handling of the war in Iraq was down to 38%. Now, we saw the figures today in the media says he's up to 41%, but they lie, don't they? So we're not sure if his points have come up in the last week and a half or so. Maybe they have. But I'll tell you what, he's under a lot of pressure, and so he's flashing the bird at a lot of people right now. Here's the report from Hill Street Blues, but Capitol Hill Blues reporter Doug Thompson said this. He said, while George W. Bush travels around the country in a last-ditch effort to sell his Iraqi war, White House aides scramble frenetically and frantically behind the scenes to hide the dark mood of an incessantly angry leader who unleashes obscenity-filled outbursts at anyone who dares disagree with him. And now I'm going to do the best I can, folks, to not have you have to cover up the ears of the little ones out there, because this is absolutely gross. It is unfathomable for a Christian president to do these things and say these things, because, of course, he's not a Christian president, so he does these things. But anyway, here's some of the things he's been saying, according to the Capitol Hill Blues reporters, White House aides that have been talking to him. He says here, "I'm not meeting again with that GD female dog," is the best way I can say it. It starts with a B, but you know what I'm talking about, folks. He says, "Bush screamed at aides who suggested that he meet again with Cindy Sheehan, the war protesting mother whose son died in Iraq. She can go to H as far as I'm concerned." Let's see, here's another one. "Bush flashes the bird." Sometimes aides says he so often does this today. "Bush administration aides confined. Frequently he explodes in tirades over those who protest the war, calling them MF traitors. He reportedly was so upset over veterans of foreign wars members who wore protectors over their ears." Now, this is so funny, folks, but it once again shows the amount of people waking up. He goes to the VFW convention to speak to the VFW veterans of foreign wars, and he goes in there, and almost half of them have these yellow little sheets of paper over their ears called BS protectors. I won't use the term they use, but it's BS protectors over their ears during his speech to their annual convention. And there were so many of them that Bush said this. He said, and I quote, "Tell those veterans of foreign war, Adam Henrys," I'm trying to not use these cuss words he used, "that I'll never speak to them again if they can't get their members under control." White House insiders say Bush is growing increasingly bitter over mounting opposition to his war in Iraq. Polls show a vast majority of Americans now believe the war was a mistake, and most doubt the president's honesty. No kidding. But the president says about this, he says, "Who gives a flying F what the polls say?" He screamed at a recent strategy meeting, "I'm the president and I'll do whatever I GD please. They don't know excretion," is the only word I can use there, end quote. Bush, while setting up for a photo op for signing the recent CAFTA bill, flipped an extended middle finger to reporters. Aides say the president often flips the bird to show his displeasure and tells aides who disagree with him to go to H or to go F themselves. His habit of giving... people, the middle finger goes back to his days as Texas governor, aides admit, and videos of him doing so before press conferences were widely circulated among TV stations during those days. A recent video today showing him shooting the finger to reporters while walking also recently surfaced. Bush, now, isn't it interesting, folks, that the controlled media in America never shows those things to you and me? That's because Bush is their boy. He's a leftist, and they are leftists, and they love this guy. There has been no president that's increased the size of big government more than Bush. There's been no president that has funded more abortion through the United Nations than Bush. And on and on and on. He's their man. And so the controlled leftist media is not going to show you these things. I go on with the report. Bush's behavior, according to prominent Washington psychiatrist Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President, is all too typical of an alcoholic, abusive bully who is ruled by fear. And I shared the rest of that with you folks, but what this tells you, folks, is more and more people are waking up and the president is under more and more stress. Now, that is good in some ways, but it is also very, very bad in other ways. And we'll discuss those when we get back with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Intimate the type of information like we just did. I don't talk like that. I don't even like to read things like that. But when your president is showing his lack of intelligence and lack of adult behavior, I mean, he's in his mind. All these years that I've read about this man, he seems like he's still a child. He's still just a young boy, and he acts like that all the time around the White House and also in other places that he goes. And this could be, as the doctor says, has to do with all the drugs he took all those years and may very well be taken now, cocaine and so forth, and the alcohol. And so we do know he was involved in cocaine because we had a lot of research done probably about 15 years ago into the Bush family and them running the drugs into the United States, and the younger Bushes were involved in that activity, and they were using drugs. So who knows how many years, been a lot of years, he may have been stuffing cocaine up his nose and taking alcohol and whatever else, and this has an effect on your brain. But what this means to you and me is that it's very, very dangerous. His international crime lord buddies know, of course, that to pass their programs that they're working on right now, they have to have another terrorist attack on America. It has to be so. And so that's very scary, because if Bush's numbers are down and the people are not supporting his war for oil and the war for everything except protecting America, then he's got to do something about it. He's got to go into Iran and Syria very, very soon, so he's got to do something about that. He needs troops. He needs the draft. How is he going to pass the draft? He needs to get the American people to demand martial law and suspend the Constitution of the United States. So how is he going to get that done? Well, you know how he's going to get it done. The same way they got the Patriot Act passed and they got us to, okay, going to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they got the Homeland Security passed, which is a state police like the SS troops in America, and all the other things they're working on to set up this martial law scenario in America were passed because the people were afraid and in fear. And so they know what they need to do, and need to do it quick if Bush is going to survive. His numbers after the next terrorist attack in America, if they kill 100,000 or half a million or a million Americans, his numbers will go up to 98% or 99% support. We're going and killing every Arab on the face of the earth. You watch what I'm telling you. This is what our police and military association talks about, these things, and this is what we see happening. Now, another thing to bring to your attention, there's something big going on, or going to happen very, very soon, if the Lord doesn't step in. And I say that very seriously. The Lord can change all this, but all of our U.S. military leave has been canceled for September and October. Why is that? If something big is not going to happen. International forecaster editor Bob Chapman says this. He says the U.S. military is building a new base and conducting secretive operations in Paraguay. Our embassy there refuses to acknowledge the base exists and describes the military activity there as routine. Of course they do. The base is in Mariscal Estrigarribia. That's a tough one, boy, I'll tell you. 127 miles from the Bolivian border, and will handle large aircraft and accommodate 16,000 American troops. There are now 500 of our troops there with planes, weapons, equipment, and ammunition. Either before, during, or after the coming presidential election there, we expect the U.S. to intervene, or better put, invade Bolivia to control its natural gas reserves. Folks, this is exactly the type of thing that the Bush crime family does. If there is gas, if there's natural resources, they're going to go in and control the government, or they're going to take over the gas. They're going to take over the natural resources by invading the country. That's what we're doing now. We're setting up this empire for these crime lords, international crime lords. Paraguay has approved of the troops being there and given them total immunity, free from Paraguayan law and the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. Bush and the neocons have threatened to withdraw $24.5 million in aid if they don't grant immunity to U.S. military down there. You cannot believe a word from Washington, what they say about the base being a humanitarian undertaking. That's what they're saying, when they are struggling to fill the ranks in Iraq. Why would they have a humanitarian mission in Paraguay, requiring a huge, huge base the size that takes large aircraft and accommodates 16,000 troops? They said the same thing in Manta, Ecuador, which now houses a $80 million U.S. military base down there. The U.S. is preparing for war in South America. Make no mistake about it. So says international forecaster, editor Bob Chapp. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this break.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, just bringing you up on what we see happening here. And all of these reports I'm sharing with you, I'm sharing them with you because they fit exactly what we see happening at this time. Bob Chapman reads it right. Throw in Hugo Chavez down there that the Bush crime family are absolutely livid at because he's selling oil now to India, selling oil to Asian nations and to China, and he's not going along with the New World Order, so he's got to go. As we said yesterday, I believe we said that we hope he's wearing his steel underwear because we're afraid for his life because he's not going along with the program to subjugate the South, South America, Central America, Mexico, and America together into one continent here, into one European-style union here in America very soon under this free trade areas of the America that's coming up, the FTAA, that our Congress is going to vote on. So this is serious stuff here, and want to take you real quick to another report that we've gotten. And this report, folks, is startling in a fashion, but we've heard it all before here at our two police and military associations. So I want to tell you before I give you this report that there is nothing over the years we police and soldiers at these conferences we've gone to and these big preparedness expos we've been at constantly had people that lived in enslaved nations come up to our table and tell us how they see America going under enslavement, and the American people can't see it. And they were frustrated because they, if having freed themselves from these horrible, oppressive governments that killed millions and millions of people in Europe and so forth, and in Russia and other nations, they see these things happening in America, and the American people have no idea what's happening. So let's take you to Sorshe Falls' new report out. She's a reporter and a writer in Russia. And it says here, the camps of ICE, I-C-E, and America's road to fascist rule nears completion as the U.S. government accelerates building of concentration camps in America. This is as her report to the Russian subscribers that's been translated into English. It says, being the students of history that we are, one cannot help but be terrifyingly fascinated by the current transformation currently underway in America, and which is the shockingly mirror image of what transpired in the 1930s Russian Republic, I'm sorry, the German Republic, that saw a democratic government subsumed by the forces of fascist military rule, and not by force, but rather by the free will of the people themselves. For Russian social scientists who have long debated and speculated upon the exact mechanisms within free people that gladly put themselves under the yokes of oppressive rule, that is today no better example than the United States and its people who, while waging a global war, are also facing economic ruin. To the many contradictions facing these Americans, none is more apparent than in their military leaders' accelerated plans for the building of concentration camps, and coupled with their not ever believing that they were ever would be forced into them, but as countless millions of Nazi German, former Soviet, and present Chinese people could tell them that the only purpose of these camps are for the suppression of all dissent. See, the ICE people, folks, the immigration folks in this organization, ICE, this new Bush program, is saying to us what they've been saying for 15 years now. All these camps we're setting up, these big concentration camps, are for the illegal aliens. We're going to round up all the illegal aliens and put them in there. And the American people say, oh, good, good, good. Thank you for telling us what all these camps are going up for. Well, the Soviet, German people, and many countless of millions of others can tell you, the Chinese people even right now, that these camps are for suppressing dissent among the people in a nation. The American Secret Police Organization, Sorshe Falls says, tasked with the building and maintaining of these camps go by the most chilling of names, ICE, which stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Even more frightening is ICE's blueprint for the citizens, and they have not even hid it, in which they have entitled, this blueprint for the citizens, they've entitled ENDGAME, E-N-D-G-A-M-E, Office of Detention and Removal Strategic Plan, 2003 to 2012. Yes, folks, they have an Office of Detention and Removal Strategy Plan, but who is it they're going to be detaining and removing? Like the Nazis, the Germans under the Nazi regime has done, the United States military leaders are likewise utilizing the citizens' fears of foreigners to construct a series of concentration camps that, by ICE's own estimations, will be able to hold 5 million human beings, where in the past the U.S. immigration authorities have detained their prisoners in various holding facilities to include county jails, municipal jails, federal prisons. They've embarked upon this end game plan, new plan, the Bush plan, which will make them the largest jailer of human beings in all of history, exceeding the capabilities of both Nazi Germany and the Soviet Russian combined detention camps. to their effective planning for the imprisonment of their people, the shocking language they use reads eerily similar to the laws of Nazi Germany, then to present-day America. But we can read for ourselves from this endgame report, which says, develop a national custody management plan promoting the effective utilization of available bed space in alternative detention settings. In response to its fiscal stakeholders, DRO, which whatever that is, I'm not quite sure what DRO is, will develop a national custody management plan to ensure that the facility use is standard throughout the country and that bed space use is optimized for cost efficiency. Yeah, they got another way for handling cost efficiency too, folks. It's called digging a trench and putting you up against the wall. But that's not in her report. Her report continues and says, to the sweeping powers, let's see, over the American people of the secret police organization, we can also read the description of their assigned duties. And here's what the report says. Investigating threats, crimes, and administrative violations. Deterring, interdicting, and removing threats and policing and securing federal facilities. Provide air and marine support to minimize the damage and assist in the removal assist in the recovery of from terrorist attacks. As to whose threats are that those ICE secret police forces will remove should come as no surprise to those Americans, as their own president has already stated that those who do not support his global war on terrorism are themselves terrorists. As history has all too often shown, the leaders of fascist nations are never more popular to the masses than when they shout for war and protecting the homeland. And all that remains to be done by these American military leaders is to provide the final cataclysmic event that will galvanize the citizens to relinquish what little remains of their freedom and to which the plans have already been put in place. And as we can read from the Newsmax News Service in their article titled FEMA's Plan for Mass Destruction Attacks, and which says, well, I won't go into all that, folks, but anyway, she goes on to say here, it says, reports from Russian intelligence analysis are stating that these preparations have been completed and await only the triggering event to take place in America. And you know what that is, folks. We talk about that all the time. The triggering event is coming. As to the exact nature of this triggering event is not of our knowing, but what is our knowledge and our knowing of history is that the military leaders of the United States are capable and willing to destroy their own citizens to further their goals for empire building and global conquest. And we can read an example by the United States military themselves in something called the United States Civil Disturbance Plan 52-2, in which it says this, under this plan of the deployment of Operation Garden Plot, the use of SIDCOM 1 will be mandatory. This direct support of civil disturbance control operations is to be used by the Army, U.S. Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps, with an airlift force to be comprised of MAC organic airlift resources, airlift capability aircraft of all other U.S. Air Force command, and all the aerial reconnaissance and airborne psychological operations. Very interesting, isn't it? PSYOPs in the air. Airborne psychological operations. This is to include control communication system, aerial medical evacuation helicopters, and weather support systems. If any civil disturbance by a resistance group, religious organization, or other persons considered to be nonconformist takes place under Appendix 3 to Annex B to Plan 52A or 55A, hereby gives all federal forces power over the situation if local and state authorities cannot put down such dissenters. Annex A, Section B of the Operation Garden Plot defines tax protesters, militia groups, religious cults, and that's who they call Christians today, folks. The government calls us religious cults. In general, anti-government dissenters as disruptive elements. This call calls for the deadly force to be used against any extremist or dissident penetrating any and all forms of civil disorder. Perpetrating any and all forms of civil disorder. Now, I'm going to stop there, folks, because we've got callers on the line I want to go to. But, folks, I would say, people say, well, who is this Sorchi Fall? Oh, she's not for real. But, folks, everything she writes, or he writes, we're not quite sure who he or she is absolutely correct in so many ways. And so we here at our two police and military associations have to know that this person or organization that's putting out these reports under the name Sorchi Fall, as reported to her Russian subscribers, are in the know. They know about the ICE organization that Bush set up to set up the concentration camps. How do they know about those things? They're in the know. So with that said, let's go to John. I think John, where was John from, Paul? John in Arizona. Welcome to the program, John.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine, brother. Doing okay.
I had a couple questions for you in reference to four-star General Burns. You heard about him so-called being fired for sexual misconduct.
That's right.
I'm wondering if actually, on Alex Jones's website, he has an article on there saying that sources, however, it said that there were an explanation that Burns was actually maybe trying to form some type of coup or something like that to take back the our government from the neocons. Have you done any research on that at all?
Yes, we have, and we can't find anything on the coup, but what we did find is there are some numbers, not very large, of command personnel at that level and just below that level, high-level commanders, who are totally against these wars. They know they're not wars for protecting America. And so it is true that Burns was in contact with these people. Now, whether or not they were planning a coup, we have not been able to prove that. But, I mean, it could be real. It's just that so far our investigation has been able to prove that. But we do know that he was in the targets in the crosshairs of the administration for removal one way or another. We're very, very serious now in our concern for his welfare, because each time one of these generals is taken out like this for standing up against the administration or high-level officials, it seems like they commit suicide.
Well, not only that.
They've now said that he's a molester or some kind of a sexual deviant, and so if he ends up suicided, they can easily say, well, he got so distraught over being caught at all this stuff that he killed himself. So,
well, you know, it's amazing,
hope
though.
And pray that that doesn't happen.
Those under his command definitely have got to be thinking, well, what's going on here? Why was he just removed all of a sudden?
That's
They've
right.
got to realize something fishy's going on other than what
That's
they're
right.
being told.
Yes, well, he was standing up and definitely speaking out about not going along with what the Bush crime family is all about. And
well,
so I think, without a doubt, that's why he's out.
I hope we have more of them in there that just are kind of laying low right now, because he may have been our only hope left in this country, you know.
Yeah, well, he's not the only hope. He's not the only hope, but there are more there. But we don't know what number there is, but definitely there's some there that from the old school that know what the game is, and they don't like it at all.
Well, you know, where are these coming from? Are they going to come from, 29 Palms, probably Fort Bragg? Are they the ones that are kind of being trained for domestic terrorism?
Well, no, all the soldiers are being prepared by, it's just like on the large police department, the academies there. The officers are brought in for in-service training and told who the domestic terrorists are in the country and how evil and bad they are, these radical fundamentalist Christians and the radical constitutionalists and militia people. And they're prepared psychologically, just like our military is, to come against these people and actually enslave them and kill them if they resist. So it's a psychological game that's being played on our soldiers today. And there's no question in my mind that our soldiers would be less abusive in rounding up the people than what the UN troops would be. So that's why they're sending our soldiers out of the nation and going to bring U.N. troops in when this big bombing occurs in the near future. And the people, of course, will accept U.N. troops, but they will be less hospitable, of course, to Americans that many of these national soldiers hate with a great passion that are in the United Nations.
I know one thing. I think American gun owners and, you know, members of the GOA and NRA and those that know what's going on would definitely have a lot easier time shooting at a U.N. troop than we would our own troops.
Without question. It just breaks my heart.
I won't have a problem taking one of them out.
It just breaks my heart to think that one day in America we might once again have this civil war where brother is shooting brother again. It just breaks my heart. And we don't want that. Thank you, John, for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back with Drew. I hope Drew's still on the line after this break, folks. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Because we want to get our brother, our favorite Marine, on Drew. Drew, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir. I know the tail hook's coming down, and this show's about to wrap up, but I had to chime in.
Okay, listen, first of all, brother, I want to thank you for standing in for me here. I've got tremendous reports, and I just appreciate the good job you did, and I'm sure the people out there do, too.
Well, thank you very much. You're the inspiration that we all need out there, Jack, and because you're what I call the officers on the front line, and they're all over the United States.
They are.
To answer the gentleman's question that about the two generals that have been taken out, these two generals just happen to be outspoken, and they've gone after these two generals as well as several other ones that are in the mainstream because they're not playing up to this foul-mouthed person that sits in Washington, D.C. that we call the president.
Amen to that.
Now, next, the United States Marine Corps has its own training classes in 29 Palms, and they get a complete history class. And as you very well know, war is a racket.
Yes, it
by
is.
General Smedley Butler, my great-great uncle, is actually passed out and given to most Marines. So they all get a straight look at what's going on.
Man,
but,
that's fantastic. I didn't know that. That's great, man. That's
you know, one of the things that the National Guard has in their positioning is the Kent State Massacre of May the 4th, 1970.
Yeah.
And that is being held out for the American people to find on the web. All you have to do is just go out there and type in Kent State University, May 4th. And you'll find all kinds of information about the National Guard killing four students unarmed, voicing their protest against the Vietnam War in 1970.
Really,
now, the troops in the, what I called about, the troops over in Iraq, they only want our support. I'm giving them 100% of my support, and I'm glad that they are doing a great job. But should they be there? No.
Yeah.
The other day when I was when I did your show, Officer Jack, I brought forth the article that I found about the Empire bases,
yeah.
And that is so true right now today that this empire is being built around the world by these neocons, and it doesn't matter if it's Bill Clinton or if it's George Bush.
Both
of them have been doing it.
That's right. Doesn't matter.
Now, one last thing is that before 9/11. Which we all feel that that was a controlled demolition and destruction of American people by powers to be within our own neocon organizations.
Yeah.
But it's attributed to the Al-Qaeda. But before that attack, only five attacks that are prior to that date were attributed. Since that date, there have been 21 more. Major attacks around the world. These include attacks on the American embassies, the British consulates, and in different places around the world, and the Istanbul suicide assault, as well as what happened in Great Britain here several weeks ago with the subway system, the underground.
Yes, everything's being set up. Bro.
And if people would get out there and get off their duffs and realize this, start talking to your sons and daughters and your friends' sons and daughters and let them know that this is an attack on us.
It certainly is.
And I appreciate all the things that you do. And at any time you need me, you just yell, Officer Jack, I'm here. God bless
hey,
you.
Brother,
God bless those that ain't in the bed.
God bless you too, brother. Thanks for all you do for so many. Well, folks, we're out of time. Wish we weren't. We have a lot more good information for you here, but that'll do for tonight. Hope you have a great weekend out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.